OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Yana Ruiz. Good afternoon. Northwest mining communities in court for mining charter review, and badly run SOEs threaten the country's economy, say the opposition. After talks with the presidency, two Northwest mining communities filed a court application challenging the latest version of the mining charter. Lawyers for human rights representing the mining communities filed the court application against the Department of Mineral Resources in the Pretoria North High Court today. This comes after the Chamber of Mines agreed to postpone its court application following engagement with the presidency. The Bakgatla Basifikele and Lesatleng communities in Northwest, as well as the Babina Puti Baga Moloka and Khutlu communities in Limpopo, will join in the hearings, set to continue until Wednesday. Last year, November, the Pretoria High Court ruled in favour of these mining communities to intervene in the Chamber of Mines' review of the charter. Environmental Rights Programme Manager at Lawyers for Human Rights, Michael Clements, told OFM News at the time that the organisations argued that the communities should have been consulted in the drafting of the charter because they are most affected by the negative effects of mining. Clements acknowledges that there are provisions for mining communities in the 2017 charter, but she said the organisations don't believe they will go far enough.
According to reports, the legal representatives of the mining communities were again excluded from discussions pertaining to the postponement of the charter. Lawyers for Human Rights told OFM News that court proceedings are currently underway. For OFM News, I'm Lebogang Motse, Bloemfontein.
Nothing threatens the country's finances more than corruption and maladministration in state-owned enterprises, or SOEs, MPs just heard. Leader of the Democratic Alliance, Musi Maimane, said in Parliament today during the SONA debate, explaining issues faced with the power utility Eskom is a clear example of this. He says the greatest applause during Cyril Ramaphosa's delivery of the SONA Friday was when the new president promised to end cadre deployment to the boards on SOEs and committed to appoint experienced, competent people. Maimane, however, says Ramaphosa's commitment in this regard is not enough and more needs to be done to secure finances in state-owned companies.
Isn't it time now that we ought to be willing to part ways with SAE? It should be broken up and in fact, this has been done all over the world. We must end the Eskom monopoly on the generation of power and boldly embrace independent power producers and renewable energy sources.
Then your weather for today. The Free State is partly cloudy and warm with isolated thundershowers, except in the extreme west. Northern Cape is fine and warm to hot, but partly cloudy in the south and east. Northwest is partly cloudy and warm with isolated thundershowers, except in the extreme west, where it will be hot and fine at first. And now for your financial indicators. A dollar costs at R11.67, a pound R16.33, and a euro R14.47. Your top story at this hour. After talks with the presidency, two Northwest mining communities filed a court application challenging the latest version of the mining charter. Reach OFM News via WhatsApp on 082 370 1268.